How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle.
Hello, welcome.
Yes. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just had to run here and...
You're quite sweaty.
Yeah, because I didn't know what the weather was going to be. It's supposed to be cold, so I wore my pea coat, my new one I just got from
Uniqlo. It's very nice.
Thank you for that. But I've also got my scarf on and my hat, because we're going from here to Manchester.
We are.
But I'm too hot.
I've worn a big coat as well. I've got my big leather flying
jacket.
Oh, that's
a nice big leather one, isn't it?
Well, it's a flying jacket that my dad bought when we were
It's your dad's, isn't it?
Well, he bought it when we were in America about 20 years ago.
They keep...
Well, it's got a Harley Davidson sign on the back, and my dad wore it, and my mum immediately went, that's not very you.
Oh.
And then he never wore it. Oh. Never once. And so I found it in the wardrobe like a year ago, and it still had the tags in it. And I was like,
taking it back.
This is, what, 20 years later?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Is it warm, though?
Yeah, super warm.
I had a coat like that. In fact, I've still got it.
I feel very powerful in it.
You feel very powerful. And they are good for being warm. But the trouble with London is, right, London has a slight microclimate. So I find that I get too warm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you're on the tube, oh, it's disgusting.
It's a nightmare.
It's so warm on the tube. So you've worn all your outside
layers. And then you're, like, next to people.
Ugh.
So, Tom, you wanted to talk today about the fact that you're having trouble sleeping, and so am I at the moment. So, it's always darkest before the dawn, is that the theme?
It's always darkest before the dawn. Well, only that. I went to bed very early last night, because I hadn't slept very well the night before. And so I got to bed at 8.
I know, because I texted you at 9 and thought,
how rude, not responding. And I got it at 1:30 in the morning, but I thought, I can't text now, because she'll wake her up. But I did wake up about, I went to bed at 8,
yeah.
Woke up at 1:30, then couldn't get back to sleep until about 3.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But did quite enjoy just laying there and then, you know, went off to sleep properly.
I was awake between 3 and 5 today.
Oh, you sort of took over.
And I took over the night shift. Got up, made myself tea.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went and got some water actually.
And listened to my Headspace app.
Oh, did that help?
Yeah.
Do you find when you can't sleep, it's that sort of irritation of, oh, I should go and... I should do something. I should read. I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered to read. Like, I'm still tired.
And then there's part of my brain that's like, get to sleep. You're going to be tired tomorrow. You're going to ruin your day.
I have a rule with myself on that I say, if you're in bed, it still counts.
Yes, I think that's probably a good one.
Then I don't beat myself up for not being.
But the cat was very angry because I kept getting up and down. She was like, come on.
Oh, I'm trying to sleep here.
I'm trying to sleep.
Is she a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper?
She's a light sleeper.
I think they are, aren't they, animals?
She just snuggles in.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. She sometimes yawns in my face and it is not fresh.
Oh.
Because she eats all of that weird pouch food.
Oh, God.
Sort of clumps of meat. Miscellaneous meat.
How charming.
There was a moment in the Gypsy musical when Imelda Staunton ate from a tin of cat food. Do you remember that? Right at the top.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, that's grim. It's not that bad.
That is grim, isn't it?
Yeah. Ugh.
And was she obsessed with chow mein or something, isn't it?
Yeah, they're obsessed with Chinese food. It's like a Chinese place open down the road and they start to become obsessed with Chinese food.
Yeah.
Although I love Chinese food.
I like Chinese food, but it feels like it's that very American thing.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? When you walk, there's loads of noodle places.
Yeah, and there's boxes of takeaway food, which feels very American, doesn't it? Those kind of takeaway boxes.
Yeah, there's a place in Edinburgh. Red Box Noodle
that everyone's obsessed with.
Everyone's obsessed with it. I only ever go in there when I'm really drunk.
Oh, they must think very highly of you.
Very highly. Bok choy. Bean sprouts.
It's all a bit complicated though, isn't it? Because I just want to go, well, you know me, in a restaurant, I like to go, what would you recommend?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you choose your meat, and then you choose your noodles, and then you choose your sauce, and then you choose what vegetables you want.
It's not wait staff.
It's not, is it? And sometimes, you know.
Do you do that even, like, if you're in a McDonald's, do you say, what would you recommend?
Of course.
And what do they recommend? You go to somewhere that sells better food than this.
They recommend I go to a restaurant. We went to McDonald's the other day, didn't we?
Yes.
You'd forgotten?
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that, yep.
And
we were in Nottingham. I drank a bottle of Prosecco, didn't I, easily?
Easily. Yeah.
Legend!
And it was one of those McDonald's where you had to order on a big flat screen.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Very futuristic.
Mm, it was like Space Odyssey.
And there were so many, it was in Nottingham, and there were so many girls, there were students, without a coat on.
Yes.
I mean, I don't. Yeah. I know that I'm getting older.
But I did worry. That's just silly.
That's silliness.
They must be absolutely...
I bet they go out with wet hair as well.
Oh, don't. Well, if they catch pneumonia, catch the death. Who'll be laughing then? Well, Us.
No, we can't laugh at people dying.
Susie, I've done worse.
My mum would always threaten a kidney infection. That would be the thing that she'd go straight to.
Oh, the worst, yeah.
Oh, you're going to end up with a kidney infection going out with nothing on.
You'll end up with a kidney infection. Very, very, very worrying. I didn't know they were that easy to catch.
I've had one. They're really painful.
Oh, are they?
Knocks you right out.
Does it?
Yeah, can't drink.
What?
Can't eat. Can't live.
I feel like there's a song in this.
I'm doing the...
I can't breathe. Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, you have to be careful of that. Yeah, pneumonia, wet hair. What, I'm trying to think, what else? Wet hair. Well, I don't have to worry about it so much.
Not anymore.
To be honest, I find I get hotter without hair.
Do you?
I don't know why.
Is it because you're always wearing a hat?
Maybe. I've got my Chris Rock hat on again.
Your Chris Rock hat?
The compliments
I get. Your flat cap?
Not my flat cap, it's my orange beanie.
Your orange beanie.
And
it's a great look.
Thank you.
Finally, someone's realised.
Finally, somebody's acknowledged it. It is a lighter colour, though, so it does... You do have to be careful with stains and, you know...
How often are you getting hat stains?
I get a lot of hat stains. That's what people don't realise about me.
What are you doing with your hats?
Just putting my
head in places.
Just putting my head in places that shouldn't
be. Your head's
be.
Up your own ass.
Yeah. A charming thought.
So why do you think your insomnia was happening? Just because you had enough sleep?
I think it's because I messed up my sleep patterns. But it is that thing of, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night. I also find I can't sleep without... if I wake up...
Noise.
You need noise, I need audiobooks or podcasts playing in the background. Probably see, people listening to podcasts right now when they're asleep. They're probably just dozing off right now.
Well, I'm going through sort of a bit of a life change at the minute. I've had a bit of a breakup, which is very sad, but potentially the right thing to do. And I'm doing that thing now where I'm like, oh, reevaluating my life and what I'm going to do. And I think because of that, my brain just goes, oh, you need to think about these things now. You need to make sure you change
time.
The internet into your name.
It's the worst time.
Stupid things like that where you go, oh God, I can't ring Virgin now because it's...
I mean, you'd probably be surprised. 3 a.m.
Yeah, probably someone.
But
someone else that's got insomnia that works there.
Yeah. I'll do the night shift. You know I can't sleep. All right, Tina. See you tomorrow. But the thing
Tina
is,
hasn't slept in 6 years.
She, let me tell you, she's
Tina
got
looks
some
old.
Dreadful bags. But I do... Oh, I think I have today. But I do think it is the worst time for thinking about things. My mum would always say, it's
always my God.
Go to sleep, go to bed, think about it in the morning. It'll be better to think about it.
Totally. Well, that's the thing with any sort of life upheaval. it does sort of... It does feel better. But then there's a weird sort of thing that I'm going through at the minute, just to make it about me, because, you know, where having a life at people, like a breakup or moving somewhere or, you know, doing anything like that. It's amazing how much you, how much strength you have in those moments. Because I sort of, you know, to begin with, we've been sort of apart from each other for about a month now. I mean, I'm saying this to you as if you don't know. You know all about it.
Sure.
But... to begin with, you sort of go, I can't imagine being able to get a full night's sleep. And it's just that thing of like time.
When you're really upset when it's really difficult to sleep. It's impossible.
But it's all just time, isn't it? That's the thing with any worries that sort of keep you up at night.
Yeah.
It's all about time.
It's all about time. And it's all about, I think, just knowing nothing's forever.
Yeah.
You know, only for now, as they sang in Avenue Q. It's only for now.
Oh, God, that musical was good, wasn't it?
Really good musical.
Really great musical.
I think they brought it back for a while.
I think they did, yeah. Great chance.
Great. But they, I think that, you know, nothing good comes of worrying. There's nothing to fear but fear itself.
Yeah.
All those sorts of things.
My nan would be the first person to say to me, oh, Susie, you've got nothing to worry about. You're not happy.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true, isn't it? But we are all like that.
Yeah. I think it's hard to... like the other night, so we were in, where were we? Newcastle on Monday together.
Yes.
And I had this bizarre thing where I woke up in the night and started worrying that I'd left the kitchen window open and that the cat was going to get out.
Oh, no.
And I started thinking, oh, God, what if she fell to her death? And then it spirals out of control.
Oh, of course. And how could... Yeah, of course.
And then I... But I could kind of remember shutting the kitchen window.
Yeah, all those little
And I'm like, well, I think
horrible,
I can do it. I think I shut it. But then you go... Or am I just remembering shutting a window in a different time?
And also there's that sort of punishing voice, I think, which comes with it. For me anyway, it's like, oh well, God, you yeah. would. You think you can just go out, go and do your gig in Newcastle, but you can't. That would be my voice.
Yeah.
Inner voice be like, no, stop
How
it.
Do you change that inner voice, though? Have you ever found a way to get rid of it?
You just have to be aware of it and just try and be kinder to yourself and go, you don't deserve to be spoken to like that. Actually, maybe
like
you did your best.
You wouldn't take it from anyone else talking to you like that?
No, yeah.
Or if someone was talking to a friend like that, you'd
like,
immediately step in.
That person is not good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that person's yourself. Oh.
Oh, carry on. As you were.
Yeah, I think that as well, just being aware of it and being aware that it's just you being, it's just a thing that you do for a reason, just like a sort of self-preservation thing. And you can almost go like, so what? Then what happens? And then what happens? I mean, sure, it wouldn't be very nice if the cat had died. But at the same time, she would probably go, oh, what's down there? Oh, no, I don't like it over there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get down. That was scary.
Yeah.
I almost slipped or something.
She doesn't want to die. Like, yeah. Animals do have a thing where they don't want to
die. Well, she's got 9 lives.
Yeah, so that would only be one of them.
So it's fine.
But she barely leaves anywhere.
She does. You know what she's like?
She doesn't like to leave the house.
Well, I sort of tried to encourage her to at one point, but then she was just like, no, not for me.
Did she? Did you try and get her to go out?
Yeah, like, she'll occasionally go for a wander around the block.
Oh, really?
Up and down the stairs.
Oh.
And I sort of said to her, do you want to go outside once and open the door? And she, and as soon as I closed it and I was inside and she was outside, she was like, meh, meh,
oh,
meh.
She didn't like that. Very much like the witch from Into the Woods.
I've not seen Into the Woods.
Oh, you'd like it. You'd like it, Rapunzel and the witch. But yes, it's scary out there. But at the same time, you know, we must not be like Velma. We must sometimes
we
go
must
out
sometimes out. Go outside. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
She, did you try and because where you used to live, she was quite enclosed in the little garden, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she would go out there. But again, if we shut the door,
she didn't like that.
Nope. Very scared.
She's an indoor cat.
She likes to be an indoor cat.
Does she socialise well?
With people, yes.
But with cats, no.
She's never met another cat.
What?
Oh no, she did. She met a cat that lived upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he. As you know, Velma, we think she might have a growth problem. She's very small. And there was a regular-sized cat who was like, she was terrified of him.
Oh, my God.
Because he's huge by comparison to her.
Mm.
And then
what was his name?
Maurice.
Maurice.
Which is a great name for a cat.
Good name for a cat.
But he would sometimes pin her down.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think it was in a sexy way.
Heavens.
Heavens above, chance to be a fine thing. But
oh my.
Yeah.
But she didn't like that?
No. No, she would find that very stressful.
Well, one would.
Yeah, of course. Especially
Maurice.
Especially if you've been on a date first.
I mean, buy just me dinner first, Maurice. Please.
Yeah. Share your pouch with me. Bring your Felix down.
Maurice. So I bet she's glad not to have to encounter him.
Yeah. So,
is that in the new place or in the old place?
In the old place.
Oh, she must have been glad when you moved.
I'm sure she was.
No.
But I took her home. So when a couple of weeks ago, when everything was a bit up in the air more, I went home for a few days I took her home.
Oh, in her travelling case.
Well, in her travelling case, she cried so much.
Really?
Wept.
Why? She was so worried.
So scared that I had to pull over at services, undo her thing that she was in, and then I put her blanket on the passenger seat.
Oh, and she just sat there.
She just sat there, but like watching the traffic. When we pulled up at some lights, a guy looked in the window. The double take that he did was absolutely brilliant. Just, oh look, it's a dog. That's the smallest cat I've ever seen.
Well, she is like a dog, though, isn't she?
In how she likes attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's always all over you, isn't she?
Yeah, which cats aren't normally. And
no,
I'm happy about that as well because I find cats quite unpleasant.
But she's lovely.
But she's the only one who's sort of I've warmed to, really.
She's a little angel. She's a little angel with no wings and lots of fur.
Not even that much fur, to be
honest.
Not
even that much fur. Well, she doesn't molt, that's the thing.
She's got nothing to molt.
Can't bear those molting cats.
No.
Don't want to turn up at places covered in hair.
No, that's what I don't like. Do your family dogs, do they molt?
Yeah, but they live outside because mum and dad are on a farm.
Oh, because they're working dogs.
Well, they're sort of guard dogs.
They're sort of guard dogs.
Well, there's Trixie. She is a...
is she a chihuahua?
No. Poodle? She's a... No, we used to have a poodle.
Oh,
but she's
Rottweiler.
No, that was Rosie. Trixie is a Fred
Perry.
No, what are they called? Jack Russell.
A Fred Jack Russell. Oh.
It's because my nan had a Jack Russell called Fred.
That's interesting. Interesting link. They're nice, aren't they, Jack Russell? It's quite lively.
Yeah, but she is like...
I think I'd like a Jack Russell.
Well, she's very much an outside dog.
Oh, okay.
So mum has brought her in before, like, give her a bath, tried to make her, like, be like...
A lap dog.
Well, kind of like, Trixie, it's getting cold, it's the winter.
Do you not want to come in?
Do you want to come in for a bit? She's a little dog. So mum, like, bathed her, like, the dirt that came out of her fur, because, you know, my mum... Very clean house.
Very clean. It must have been a nightmare for your mum to clean house. Clean the dog. Where'd she do it? In the utility sink?
In the bathroom downstairs.
In the bathroom downstairs, right in the bath.
In the shower.
In the shower, yeah. Dogs hate that, but yeah, it's the best.
And so mum, like, wash her off.
Yeah.
Put, like, a bowl of food down and, like,
ooh,
you know.
Lovely. Like a...
And then...
Like a girl's night.
Like a girl's night, yeah.
Hmm.
And then...
Put some candles.
This was, like, about...
Put on Sex and the City.
This is about like 7 years ago. Mum was like, oh, I'll try and make her a normal dog.
A normal dog. It's funny,
she's had her forever.
A normal dog, yeah.
And put down some food and stuff. And she was in the house for about 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Immediately ran outside, rolled in fox poo,
oh, no.
And then killed a rabbit and brought the rabbit back to show us all.
Well, do you like rabbit?
No. I don't, do you think that she thought, well, you've put on a movie, I'll go and get dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the least I can do.
I've never tasted rabbit, have you?
Empty-handed, of course.
Of course. Did someone suggest it when you were... What do you suggest? It was Trixie, your waiter.
Yes, it was your dog.
What did you suggest? A rabbit.
And then she went outside. And
brought it back with a face on still.
Face on it, didn't cook it.
I tore it apart
with my hands. I assume that's what you told me to do. But no, I had it once on a date with a vegetarian. It was terrible, actually, because I thought, it's a bit like chicken. It'll arrive... In the way we've come to accept chicken will be delivered, i.e. manageable chunks.
Did it come with a tail on?
Almost. It like came as like a full, like, I mean, you could see it. You couldn't see its face, but you could see that it was quite an animal.
And what did he say?
Well,
he was
very polite about it. He was very polite about it. But I did feel
embarrassed. But he must have thought, I can't have a life with this animal.
Yeah.
You, not the animal.
Yeah. Well, it made him all the more vegetarian, I imagine. Yeah, but what can you do? I mean, it was in one of those fancy gastro pubs in Islington. You don't know what you're getting.
What's the weirdest thing you ever tasted?
Well, I don't think I'd like to say it on this.
What's the weirdest food you've ever had?
I think maybe things like as a kid, I think I had to eat like steak and kidney pie.
Oh, I like a steak and kidney pie.
Do you? I do not like all that.
I like a steak and kidney pudding.
Yeah, I think it might have been a steak and kidney pudding.
They like boil them or some
it's
weird
really
thing.
Weird.
Like a suet pudding.
Suet. Do you know what suet is?
No.
It's like the outside. It's this toughened layer, fatty layer of, I think it's a sheep's stomach.
Oh, I always thought they were vegetarian.
Absolutely not. And suet is used in a lot of sort of sweet puddings as well.
Well, yeah. That's how my mum used to make a treacle pudding.
Mmm, delicious.
Delicious.
Bit of custard.
Yeah, sure.
I might be wrong on that. I think it's a sheep's stomach.
Well, you've ruined it for me either way.
Some sort of part of the... It's sort of like a casing for the organ to keep it safe.
Do I have suet inside me?
No, I don't think so. But not unless you've just had some...
Suet. Yeah. I had ostrich meat once when I was in South Africa.
I hear it's very nice.
It was minced.
Was it? Indeed. Well, they do walk funny.
Oh, guys, his show's at the Soho Theatre next week. This is what we're paying for. they do walk funny. But yeah, it was minced and it was in like a fajita wrap.
Mmm, delish.
It was weird, but quite nice. But it was like, that's what everyone... Oh, yeah, like, everyone eats ostrich here. Stop being weird.
Yeah,
about it.
I think they do, don't they, there? I have never had anything like that. I don't think I've had kangaroo or anything. No, I've not...
I wouldn't fancy kangaroo. No. I was with someone once that had reindeer and it was at Christmas time. And
Oh, come on.
Not at Christmas time.
May as well have
time.
Snowman. Well, in fact, you could. You just have a glass of water. But
Santa.
Or Santa. You may as well just have a
Santa's
little beard.
Santa's
hind. Yeah. Delicious, I bet. He sits on it a lot. Quite the meaty...
Quite the meaty chunk.
Yeah, I'd say. Quite the original bear.
Is that how you think of Father Christmas?
Yeah, bear culture should embrace Santa a bit
Santa.
More.
Santa.
A bit more saintly.
That, I was thinking this the other day. We were talking about this, weren't we, at the weekend, about how, like, different... Well, no, it was last week. It doesn't matter. About the gay male culture having so many different...
Oh, strands.
You're a bear. Mm. You're an otter. You're a twink.
Mm-hmm.
And women don't really have that, I don't think.
Do
or if
not?
We do, someone tweet me and tell me what I am.
Is there not? Yeah, I never know. Are there some sort of sometimes?
Am I like an androgynous femme?
Is that what you consider? Is that how you want to identify as?
Well, I've got short hair and little boobs, but I quite like wearing makeup.
It's complicated, isn't it?
It's very complicated.
I don't know. I wouldn't like to answer. I would check my male privilege about answering it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a trap.
It.
I feel
this
quite
is
literally
a trap.
It's a booby trap.
It's a small booby trap. That's why I should start calling my bras. I just need to get my booby trap. 1 second. She came out without a booby trap. Oh, it looked terrible. She was wearing just a t-shirt. Oh.
I don't know what I would be. Maybe an otter, I think, is the terminology I would be given, which is part of the sort of bear umbrella term, which really just sort of comes down to, have you got hair on your face? And if you haven't got hair on your face, then you're sort of a twink. I think that's the only thing
you can
be. What
about if you had a fancy moustache? Like if you had like an...
Oh, that sort of 70s clone look.
Yeah.
Watched the Channel 5 documentary about Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
The other day. And with my mum and dad, actually, I had to answer a few questions.
What questions?
Oh, nothing too major, luckily. But I was trying to say about clones and the fact that him and his partner in the latter years of his life, I can't remember his name, but they both had moustaches and both sort of went for that kind of vest wearing, which is very big in the 70s, I think. Mouse in Tales of the City, I think, has a moustache. Like
yes,
that.
He does.
I love a moustache.
Do you?
On a younger man, I think it becomes very unbecoming on the Middle Ages. But I think a younger man can pull it off.
Why have you never had a moustache?
I don't know if I've got the face shape for it, and my mum can't stand them.
Really?
Mm.
Well...
Same about tattoos. That's why I can never have a tattoo.
Because your mum can't stand them?
Mum will not allow it.
I mean, you know you're in your 30s, don't you?
Yes, but, you know. How would it would be such an awful conversation. She'd be so angry.
Would she?
Yeah.
See, my mum was quite angry when I had my tattoo, and then she went and got one.
Oh, well, there you go. What did your mum get?
She's got mine and my brother's initials on her wrist.
Oh, that's nice. Birthdays?
No, just our initials.
She remembers that. She remembers those days.
Yeah. I mean, the older she gets, we might have to start putting down all the important dates and sort of her address and sort of thing.
I love a tattoo on a guy. I think it's very sexy.
What about a sleeve?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very becoming.
The tattooist that I went to, who's brilliant, she's very heavily tattooed, but it looks great on her.
Does it? Yeah.
She's even got a neck one, which I think is very hard to pull off.
Very dangerous if you have to go for that job interview.
Well, she's a tattooist.
Well,
she's very busy.
If one job is, yeah. They don't mind. Yeah.
Her waiting list is a year.
Really?
Yeah, she's...
They are artists, aren't they?
Oh my God, she's incredible. But she manages to pull that off.
Does she?
Which is quite a feat, I think.
A year's waiting list. Very expensive?
Quite.
How much was your one?
A couple hundred quid, the one on my arm that's sort of a mandala thing.
I think it's Mandela.
Oh, sorry, the one of Nelson Mandela on my arm.
Right, okay.
It's a mandala that's like a... What's the word? Hot air balloon.
What is a mandala?
It's like an... I think it comes from like an Indian flower type design.
Oh, okay.
And then it goes into something else.
Oh, okay.
I might be wrong. I'm sorry. If I'm wrong.
No, I'm sure there'll be some people out there like, how dare you? But we can't please all the people all the time.
No, we're trying so hard.
We're all just trying so hard. We're just so trying. But in the deepest dark of the night, what helps you get to sleep?
My mum will always say, think nice thoughts.
Mm.
Which is so simple, but it does work.
I've heard people going through their day and being thankful for
that's nice.
All the happy things that happened in the day. If you count back through the day.
Right. I sometimes, if I'm really struggling, I'll count down from 100.
Oh.
And I've never really got past 20.
That's interesting.
And just...
That's what they do with general anaesthetic,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah. And just breathing in 100, breathe out 99, breathe in 98, breathe out. And I think that's
a good idea.
Just calms your...
Sometimes I put my head under the duvet and I think that sort of suffocates me slightly and that sort of sends me into a sleep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Maybe don't try that one.
Maybe listen to our podcast.
If
you want to go to sleep.
If you want to go to sleep. The chances are probably that's what it's already being used for. But
or reading, or not berating yourself for not being able to sleep.
Yeah, it's very important.
Because I think if you start going, oh, well, I've got insomnia now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw a very funny tweet the other day saying my insomnia is so bad I've only got one sleep until Christmas. Which I thought was very funny.
Who put that?
I'm not sure, but I'm sorry, I can't name check you, but it wasn't me.
Oh, okay, well, answers on a postcard. But, well, that sort of brings us to the end. We've had a lovely time talking to you, as always.
As always. We now need to get a train to Manchester for our show.
We're now getting a train to Manchester for the show. We hope to see you there, or else we hope to see you on one of the other tour dates.
Yeah, very excitingly, it has extended to next year.
Yes, we've added some new dates.
Some of you have got in touch.
Yeah, we tried to make those happen.
We tried to make those happen, so keep an eye on our Twitters and our websites and stuff. And then, Tom, of course, you're at the Soho Theatre next week.
I'm at Soho Theatre Monday through Saturday next week, the 28th to the 3rd.
I can't recommend the show highly enough. Oh, I've seen it so many times and it's always brilliant.
Well, it'll be lovely to see you there. Soho Theatre, 28th to the 3rd.
And what time is it on?
9 p.m.
Oh, perfect. And you can go have a bit of dinner.
And then have me as dessert.
Oh, yes.
Susie, you put your show at the Soho Theatre on sale now.
It is on sale now. It's January the 30th and the 31st and the 1st of February.
A lovely time. And just after the first payday of the new year?
Just after the first payday. It's not until 9.30, but again, nice bit of dinner.
Nice bit of dinner. Maybe have a date. End of the week anyway, so it's fine. But yes, do keep an eye and we'll keep you posted. And thank you, as ever, for being our like-minded friend. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.